This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The Seattle Seahawks saw an unbelievable turnout for their first preseason game, a game that doesn't count, with a sellout crowd and over 50% of all televisions in the market tuned in. As sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kevin Kniestad, it's the storybook elements this team has that keeps fans from being able to turn away.
Okay, well, Art, I love my Seahawks. I love them a lot. But it seemed like the whole state, if they weren't at the very first Seahawks preseason game, they were definitely watching it. And why would so many people come out and put so much value on a game that doesn't matter?
Well, they drew an incredible rating. And imagine all the people on a sunny summer August day going indoors to watch a football game that's meaningless. That is how compelling this team is. And I wrote recently in Sports Press Northwest that I believe this is the world's most interesting team. The Dos Equis guy would be on this team. And it's so much fun because they have this incredible narrative arc now. And I say this more from a literary sense than anybody who's engaged with them emotionally. But they had an epic Super Bowl win against Denver, 43-8. And then they had an epic loss, 28-24, to New England, virtually on the last play, that is so wrenching and so convulsive that a lot of the players can't watch the replay, much less the fans. And those kinds of high highs and low lows are part of what makes this team so compelling.
Well, and the characters on this team make it compelling, too. The fans love their stories, and they love their characters, and there's no shortage of that on this team.
Yeah, I mean, Marshawn Lynch is a walking, running cartoon. He's got all sorts of endorsements. He's got movies and TV appearances, yet he doesn't talk to the media. Then, of course, you've got Richard Sherman. We all know his story. I wrote recently that Earl Thomas is a man of 1,000 simultaneous thoughts and only one mouth. And he just has got all these things flying about his head, and some of them come out, and all of us look and say, what did Earl just say? But that just makes him all the more compelling. And then, of course, we've got the Russell Wilson drama. For 6 months, we were riveted to the contract argument, and then we've also got now his pop star girlfriend and her little baby future.
Right.
And they're all part of it. And Russell Wilson is on Nickelodeon. He's on Church TV. He's on Jimmy Fallon. He's everywhere.
Well, and it doesn't seem like there's anything that these characters can do to scare the fan base away.
Well, yeah, I think that's all part of it, because the narratives and the characters make for a great literary drama. Pete Carroll, in his 5 years here, who is an unconventional fella himself, I believe, what was it, Michael Bennett called him Willy Wonka?
Right.
He is an unconventional leader who brings out a lot of potential in all of his guys, and he lets them be themselves. And most coaches don't want to give up that control. They want everyone buttoned down and to shut up. Pete lets them be themselves, and they all appreciate that. So there's a real bond between coach and players, and then there's a real affection for the fan base, because the 12s have altered outcomes in games because the passionate CenturyLink is like nowhere else in football. So the connection is deep and abiding, and I'm sure that all fans live in fear of that 7-9 season that's looming out there somewhere. They just hope it's 10 years off.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.